You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
I got stuck, I could call my neighbor next door. He's a college student, but I didn't need to. I got it all done by myself.
Discover how they are different. Different from each other, different from each other, different from each other. One, two, three.
Different from each other. Different from each other. Different from each other.
Melissa, Sue, and John have discovered what they look like. Find ways in which they are alike. Melissa, Sue, and John, alone in the coat room, find ways in which they are different. Different from each other, different from each other, different from each other, ABC.
Different from each other.
Are like each other. We both have 2 feet. See how we are different from each other. You don't have one of these. Different from each other. Different from each other. Different from each other. X, Y, Z.
Different from each other. Different from each other.
Different from each other, X, Y, Z. Different from each other.
I do have a cause, though. It is obscenity. I'm for it. Thank you. Unfortunately, the civil liberties types who are fighting this issue have to fight it owing to the nature of the laws as a matter of freedom of speech and stifling of free expression and so on. But we know what's really involved. Dirty books are fun. That's all there is to it. But you can't get up in the court and say that, I suppose. It's simply a matter of freedom of pleasure, a right which is not guaranteed by the Constitution, unfortunately. Anyway, since people seem to be marching for their causes these days, I have here a march for mine. It's called Smut. Give me smut and nothing but a dirty novel I can't shut if it's uncut and unsut. Tull. I've never quibbled if it was ribbled. I would devour where others merely nibbled. As the judge remarked the day that he acquitted my Aunt Hortense, to be smut it must be utterly without redeeming social importance. Pornographic pictures I adore, indecent magazines galore. I like them more if they're hardcore. On the obscene movies, murals, postcards, neckties, samplers, stained glass windows, tattoos, anything. More, more, I'm still not satisfied. Stories of tortures used by debauchers, lurid, licentious, and vile, make me smile. Novels that pander to my taste for candor give me a pleasure sublime. Let's face it, I love slime. All books can be indecent books, though recent books are bolder. For filth, I'm glad to say, is in the mind of the beholder. When correctly viewed, everything is lewd. I could tell you things about Peter Pan and the Wizard of Oz. There's a dirty old man. Like Fanny Hill, and I suppose I always will, if it is swill and really fill. Thee, who needs a hobby like tennis or philately? I've got a hobby, rereading Lady Chatterley. But now they're trying to take it all away from us unless we take a stand, and hand in hand we fight for freedom of the press. In other words, smut, I love it. Ah, the adventures of a slut. Oh, I'm a market they can't glut. I don't know what compares with smut. Hip, hip, hooray, let's hear it for the Supreme Court. Don't let them take it away.
Oh, you! Your name Martin?
What's it to you?
Oh, I haven't worried
about
my daughter.
Ah, leave off, will ya? Yeah, 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 yeah. He's got a bomb in the oven and I know it wasn't me. Yeah, 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 yeah. He's got a bomb in the oven and I know it wasn't me. Yeah, 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 yeah. He's got a bomb in the oven and I know it wasn't me.
Oh, daddy's had to kill, cause you didn't use a belt. Knew nothing about the call. Now the old man's on the ball, and he's due in a month. Bet the geezer's down a bunk. Just gone spare as the neighbours start to stare. All the town gets to know as the lump begins to grow. Oh, I know it wasn't me. Unlock his doors and set me free. cool, cause she didn't use the belt. She knew nothing about the cold, now the old man's on the ball, and he's due in a month. Bet your gazers down the bunk.
What have you read, you know, this last week?
Well, see, America, we spend over $50 billion. Did you know that we spend...
$50
billion? $50 billion a year on defense. Planes, tanks, bombs, etc., etc. We spend $50 billion a year on defense. We don't need more allies.
What do we need?
We need more enemies.
It's getting very tense.
Yeah.
A lot of things are happening, like for instance, the Pueblo incident.
Oh, yes, you know, that's
right. That was very tense. Another cabinet member has resigned.
From President Johnson's cabinet,
yeah,
huh?
From our cabinet. That
Boy, a lot of them have resigned, haven't they?
Yeah,
just leaves Dean Risk left.
Rusk. But Rusk.
Oh, yeah, that the one you're talking about just resigned, just he the did. Secretary of Health, Education, and Hairfare.
He resigned. And another thing that was very unusual is, you know, we lost another airplane. Crashed in Greenland, and we lost 4 hydrogen bombs in the Arctic snow. Now, that's disturbing to me. Very, seriously.
Not to me.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that just simply reflects another change in the hydrogen bomb policy. I mean, we're losing them in the snow in Greenland now instead of the waters of Spain like we used to. I think that's I feel like it's a step in the right direction in order to spread democracy, you know?
Spread democracy?
Yeah.
Now, don't you realize that losing hydrogen bombs disturbs all the nuclear people, the nuclear powers who control world politics? Now, that's nothing to do. You don't go spreading... Here's the powers that control the...
Maybe they need to be disturbed.
No, I don't know. Here are the powers that control world politics,
yeah,
that have the bomb, right?
Uh-huh.
The U.S., right?
Yeah.
Russia, Red China, England, and France.
Yeah, but now they've added 2 fishermen in Spain and 3 Eskimos in Greenland.
The way to prevent new infections of mastitis is to sanitize your cow's teats after every milking. This stops mastitis spreading and keeps the teats soft and supple. So give your cow's teats a treat.
Kiwi farmers treat their teats every single day. They all know that this is how to make their farming pay. Hey, treat your teats every single day. This will be an easy thing to keep the bugs away.
If you have mastitis amongst your dairy herd, listen to this ditty, cause it's a real word. All good farmers know what they ought to do. Treat your udders with respect and they will work for you.
So Kiwi farmers treat their teats every single day. They all know that this is how to make their farming pay. Hey, treat your teats every single day. This will be an easy thing to keep the bugs away.
That was free.
Jean, thank you for your participation.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we just wrapped up, apparently, a free association. You all did excellent work tonight. Thank you very much. Now it's time for us to turn to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We start off the way that we like to do by reminding you, yes, you, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. It's true. Our initial radio obituary tonight is for Peter Fonda, the American actor, director, and screenwriter, son of Henry Fonda, brother of Jane Fonda, father of Bridget Fonda. So many Fondas. He was a legendary part of the counterculture of the 1960s. Let's see, what do we want to say about him? There's so, you know, there's a lot, of course. Let's see, we're going to jump up to the counterculture era. He had friends. He was friends with members of the Byrds. They visited the Beatles in their rented house in Benedict Canyon in L.A. in 1965. And why John, Ringo, and George were under the influence of LSD with Fonda, Lennon heard Fonda say, "I know what it's like to be dead." Lennon used the phrase as the tagline. That's a weird phrase. Lennon used it in She Said, which was on the Revolver album. Let's see here. Buffalo Springfield protested Fonda's arrest on the Sunset Strip in 1966 with their song For What It's Worth. His first counterculture film was The Wild Angels in 1966. Let's see here. You know that one of my favorite movies of his is The Trip. And then, of course, there's Easy Rider. We're not even going to get into any of that. You're going to hear plenty about Peter Fonda in this week. Peter Fonda just passed away at 79. It's the initial radio obituary with his first single right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Excite you. that sis, and she's standing on a levee trying to do that twist. But
easy rider, don't you deny my name. Oh no, oh no.
Well, I got a girl with a diamond ring. I tell you, boy, she knows how to shake that thing.
It's easy rider, don't you deny my name. Oh no, oh no.
Play it. Got a horse and he lives in a tree. He watches Huckleberry Hound on his TV. But
easy rider, don't you deny my name. Oh no, oh no.
I would buy you a plastic suit and I would even buy you some cardboard fruit. But
easy rider, don't you deny my name. Oh no,
he's riding down to deny my name to the baby doll. I said, he's riding down to deny my name to the baby doll. I said, he's riding down to deny my name to the baby
Here, kiddies, and it's time to take a trip, to take a trip. This world's so bad, you feel so sad. You gotta take a trip into a world so glad, a world of frogs and green fountains and flying dogs and silver cats and emerald rats and purple clouds and faceless crowds and walls of glass that never passed, and pictures hanging upside down. You won't ask where you are. It's another world, you and your girl, and all your friends will all be there. Oh yeah, let's take a trip, let's take a trip. TNT.
Post-initial radio obituary is for Raphael Pisu, the Italian actor and comedian. Did a lot of stage work, also wrote some songs, was very popular on variety radio shows in the 60s and on some variety television programs as well. Raphael Pisu just passed away at 94, and this is one I got extremely excited about when I realized that he was in a film in the 60s with a Bubbles in the Think Tank recent favorite, Quartetto Cetra. So I have a date with YouTube and that movie, even though it doesn't have subtitles. I'm going to watch it anyway. But it's all part of the theme song to that movie is all part of the post-initial radio obituary for Raphael Pisu right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Aspetti ancora, non farmi soffrir.
Guarda nei miei occhi, io non ho paura di morire adesso d'amore per te.
Già si leva il vento e accarezza il mare d'erba, nasce la luna e racconta mille storie d'amore.
Non cantare, spara, spegni quella luna, questa notte voglio morire per te. Per te. Già si leva il vento e accarezza il mare d'erba, nasce la luna e racconta mille storie d'amore.
Non cantare, spara, spegni quella luna, questa notte voglio morire per te. Questa notte voglio morire per te.
Tante cortellate, pecore. quante mezze tette là ci prede, per quante volte ha detto rade prate. La 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 la. Er bene che te voglio, non lo dico, te vorrebbe vedere a ponte impiccato, te vorrebbe vedere a ponte impiccato, con la testa portata e peppa. Severina, lo sapete, non serve bello mio che cerugate, non serve bello mio che cerugate, s'accordellate quante ne volete. La ra la la. Solo via da questa parte, cannata solo via da questa parte, mi è venuta la smania della morte. Mesa mille anni che se facci notte, cannata solo via da questa parte. Solo via da questa parte, m'è venuta la smania della morte. La 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 la.
The next radio obituary is for the Ugandan singer-songwriter Gladio Tadé. He just passed away at, I don't know if I know, actually. I don't know. It's not here. Oh, I'm sorry. He just passed away at 53. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Cosas que pasaron tenían que suceder para vernos mejor, para estar más presentes. Ya sabes lo que me encanta de vos, es que haces que las cosas sean simples. esa bendición. Y cuando te veo en el Sky, me divierto todo como un río de contento. Todo se puede comprender. Estamos juntos desde que te vi nacer. Ya sabes que te digo todo lo que siento. Chiquita linda, en el norte hace frío, pero todos los días tu sonrisa me trae abrigo. Tú sabes que te cuento todo lo que siento. Tú sabes que te quiero un montón. Que las cosas sean simples. Tienes esa bendición. Y cuando te veo en el Sky, me divierto todo como un río de contento.
By the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're on to the antepenultimate radio obituary for Rodolfo Zapata, the Argentine singer, songwriter, musician, and actor. He just passed away at 87. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Rodolfo Zapata, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yes. 30 kilos, sé como un lechón entero. ¿Qué me importa que sea gorda si pa' correr no la quiero? De espalda parece un horno y de hombro tiene la forma. Calienta cuando hace frío y en verano me da sombra. Qué lástima, che compadre, la chacarera se acaba. Y entre panadas y vino se viene la madrugada. Anoche la llevé a un baile, a mi novia Ana Ruperta. Pa' que ella pudiera entrar hubo que ensanchar la puerta.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Jim Colum Jr., the American jazz cornetist, known for his contributions to Dixieland jazz. He was the son of Jim Colum Sr., who led the Happy Jazz Band until 1973. Let's see. He established the San Antonio Jazz Club, The Landing, in 1963, and was frequently on the Public Radio International series Riverwalk Jazz during the 90s. Jim Colum Jr. just passed away at 77. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Anything you say, well, it just got to be that way.
Well, all right, okay, you win, I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win, baby, what can I do? Anything you say, I'll do, as long as it's me and you.
The first thing every morning, you got to wake me with a kiss.
You got to make up for all the loving that you have made me miss.
Well, all right, okay, you win, I'm in love with you.
Well, all right, okay, you win, oh baby, what can I do?
Anything you do, I'll say, it's just got to be that way. must love me as I love you, and that won't be so hard to do. If I'm gonna be your man, then baby, let me take your hand.
Well, alright, okay,
you win.
You know, Asleep at the Wheel really plays. A lot of people we do radio obituaries for played with Asleep at the Wheel. Don't know if you've ever noticed that before, but I was marveling at the number of times that they've shown up in radio obituaries today. But I digress, as often I do. The ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Nikki Wonder, longtime guitarist for Brian Wilson and co-founder of the power pop band The Wonderments. He just passed away at 59. It's the ultimate radio obituary. I think we even have a... Oh, excuse me. I think we even have a bee's knee in this tonight. As a matter of fact, I'm sure that we do. Let's see if I can make this work. It's giving me a little fuss here. All right, let's give it a shot. The ultimate radio obituary. For Nikki Wonder right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's up to you.